We've got Coach Gray from the Queen Anne's Lions with us. Hey, good evening, Coach.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Of course, Coach, is you fresh back from a scrimmage with Milford tonight. How'd that go?
We got through it healthy, so I consider it a success.
Yeah, I guess that's the most important thing at this point of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We got quite a few kids banged up right now, and just trying to give them a little bit of time off so they can come back and be ready by next week, first week of the season.
Of course, the first week of the season, you are our Overtime Live Game of the Week as you take the short trip up to 213 and, 297, I guess, to Wharton to take on the Kent County Trojans. And I guess the media has dubbed it the revenge game. And are the kids looking forward to that game already?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really doesn't make any difference who we're playing. Everybody's going to be excited about the first game of the season. As far as being a revenge game, yeah, I mean, we lost to them last year on our home field, and there's been a lot of talk about that. And from what the kids tell me, I don't follow it, but the kids tell me there's a lot of stuff on social media and stuff like that. And so in their mind, maybe it is, but it's just, you know, it's the first game of a new season. And I think the kids need to take that approach and not so much think about last year.
You mentioned social media. As a coach, does that drive you nuts? Because it's really become prevalent in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't drive me nuts because I don't get on that stuff, but you know, it's the talk in the locker room every now and then. And, you know, I have a clear blue. One of the kids will say, you know, this kid said this and that kid said that. I really don't pay any mind to it. And I try and tell the kids the same thing. You know, it's just more important what you do on the field. It's not the talk going back and forth.
And, of course, here we are talking with Coach Grave with the Queen Anne's Lions. Coach, let's talk about your offense and the team in general. How many seniors did you lose last year?
Quite a few. I think it was about 18 or 19 probably. That's about average for us. We're usually, senior year, we usually lose about maybe 19, 22, 23 seniors, somewhere in that range usually, about average for us.
Who's going to be your quarterback this year?
It's up in the air. There's three kids fighting out for that position. None of them really have a lot of game experience. So, you know, it's you know, the scrimmage helps a little bit, but next week will tell too. So it's still up in the air.
Wow. Here we are entering the first week of preparation for Kent County and still no decision on the quarterback. It must be a close competition.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's all three kids are good athletes, smart kids. And but it's, like I said, it's just, you know, who handles the preparation that week, who we feel as the coaching staff is ready to, you know, kind of grab the bull by the horns and lead us to victory, hopefully.
What about the running backs? Who's going to be toting the rock for you this year?
Yeah, we got a lot of depth at running back. Hopefully we can spread it around. I don't think there's, because of the depth and the talent level we have at running back, I don't think there's going to be one main kid that, you know, that kind of like a Brendan Cavanaugh was last year or some of the kids we've had in the past. But, you know, we're strong as far as maybe two, sometimes some positions three deep at running back. It's depth that we haven't had probably in the last few years. So if one kid does happen to go down, we can kind of put another kid in there and really not miss a beat. So I don't think we really have one or two kids that we have to depend on. I think we have a lot of good kids that can play.
In years past, it's been the offensive line that is the strength of the Queen Anne's Lions. Does that ring true again for this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good offensive line. It's probably a little bit more size than what we've had in the past. You know, we go, I guess, the center, you're looking probably about 240, and one of the guard spots is about 235, 240. So, and for us last year, we played with two guards, and they did a great job, but two kids weighed maybe one was 175 and the other was about 165. So it's a different view as far as standing back there watching these guys play. There's a little bit more size on the line than what we're used to.
Any changes on the defensive side of the football as far as what defense you're playing?
Not really. Al Waters does a great job with that defense, and, you know, I wouldn't touch it at all. And I just turn that over to him and let him run with it.
Al'd smack you with a ruler.
Yeah, he can too. As long as he's at Queen Anne and smacking me with a ruler, everything's fine.
Coach, when you look at this football team, offensively or defensively, what do you think its strength is?
I think athletically it's probably one of our better teams. I mean, a lot of times we try and fit the kids into our system, and this year, you know, we'll do the same thing again, but the kids are just so athletic. It just gives us that you know, some years you just have to have a very good offensive line and have to create a good size hole for a running back to get through. You know, this is, we're fortunate that maybe this year and next year with the kids that we're going to have is they don't need a lot. All they need is a little bit of space, and sometimes they'll make a, they'll make something happen out of nothing. So I think that's probably the strength, just as athletic as we are.
Talking to Coach Donnie Gray from the Queen Anne Lions. Coach, by listening to you talk, it sounds like you're feeling pretty high on this team.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I feel real good about this team. It's still young. You know, there's a lot of juniors that will be playing a lot of time, and we've got some sophomores up with us. It's still what I would call a young team. So I hope we can get off to a good start. And I just think by, you know, where we are in the middle of the season is going to be light years ahead of where we are right now. But I just think they'll just keep growing and just keep getting better and better.
Coach, in terms of the quarterback competition, I know you don't want to tip your hand on that. You said it's a close competition. But with whoever you do go with as the starter, is that going to be a guy that you feel like you can lean on in the passing game if need be, is sometimes maybe to a large extent, or is it something where you're going to have to take it slow with any of the guys that end up winning the job in terms of the passing game and their strength?
Yeah, I think it's more the second one that you just said. I think it's early in the season, like I said. I don't think we'll need to depend on the quarterbacks, I think, because defensively we'll be strong and our running game will be strong. So I don't think we're going to need to depend on them. But, you know, as you get on through the middle and toward the end of the season, if we're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, you know, we are going to need them to step up. But I think early on, manage the game. Please don't make mistakes. Don't put the ball on the ground or throw interceptions. And, you know, but like I said, by the middle of the season, we'll be expecting a little bit more. And toward the end of the season, you know, there'll have to be a lot more than game managers. We're going to need them to put the ball in the air and make everybody play honest.
Talking with Coach Donnie Gray from the Queen Anne's Lions. They open up against the Kent County Trojans on the road in Wharton. Coach, when you look at that Trojan team, do you see anything that really poses maybe a challenge for that Lions defense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going into this. I know coaching-wise, from what I've seen, we're kind of going into this as the underdog as far as I'm concerned. I think that Marquand Green, just his speed alone is a little bit frightening. He can take a 5, 6, 7 yard slant pass and turn it into a touchdown at the blink of an eye. You know, I haven't seen speed like that in high school kids for quite some time, and I think the quarterback is a very good quarterback, and the offensive line is solid. So they present a lot of problems for us. You know, we're just going to go there and compete and, you know, hopefully have the kids coached up and do the best we can.
Coach, what was the difference in the game last year? If I remember, that was a low-scoring game, if I remember. But what was the difference? Why was Kent County able to beat you guys? And what, obviously, are you going to be looking to correct going into this game from last year's?
I can look back and I can point to four or five things that I think that we didn't do well. But that would just be taking credit away from Kent County. So I don't want to do that, but you know, Kent County came to play, and I think they brought more intensity than we did that night. And they beat us, and, you know, that's just what it is. You know, it's not a revenge thing this year or anything like that. It's just the first game of the season. We got to be ready to play. And like I said, we're going into it as an underdog as far as I'm concerned.
I've got to ask you this question, Coach, because we've asked just about everybody else. When you look at the Bayside Conference, which one is the team to beat, in your opinion?
I really don't know. You know, it's hard to tell. We haven't scouted anybody,
right,
you know, other than seeing a little bit of Kent County on scrimmage. And, you know, I hear a lot of things about North Carolina. I just read a little bit of the Star Democrat yesterday and read that Cambridge was a favorite. So I don't know. You know, if you ask me that question in the middle of the season, I can probably answer a little bit better. But just from everything I've heard so far, I think North Carolina is going to be strong. And I think Kent County is going to be very, very good.
Well, we'll find out how good they are next Friday night. The Roto-Rooter pregame show will lead us off at 6:15. We've got the Ben Franklin Craftsman Framing Center kickoff at 6:30. Good luck this year, Coach, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
There you go. Donnie Graff, Queen Anne's Lions. And